Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, good morning to you. We welcome in at this time Rick Holman. Rick, I saw this video yesterday, okay? And Rick is a Steelers super fan. So you live in Beaver County. You've been to every game since 2001. And you're trying to get into the Hall of Fame. Why don't you briefly describe what you're doing right now and where people can help you get in? Because you know us Pittsburghers, we come together in a time of need, and this is a time of need.
Exactly. Yeah, no, thanks. I appreciate you guys having me on and getting the word out. I'm up against five other huge markets, so I don't know how tough it's going to be. But I need a fan vote at FordHallOfFans.com, and you can see all six videos, actually, of the nominees. And I was totally blown away, surprised that this happened. I had no idea that this contest even existed. So the executives at Ford got a hold of me, and I honestly thought it was a scam at the beginning. And I just kind of blew them off at the beginning. And, you know, they kept persisting, and here I am.
Rick, there's 60,000 insane people at Heinz Field every Sunday. What makes you the superest of Steeler superfans?
And you know what? I'm not a face painter. I don't go bonkers. I'm just there every single game. And last year, I was brought down to the field because I kept checking in on the Steeler Nation Unite app. And they said, hey, you're one of 12. Can you come down to the field for a chance to win a trip to the Super Bowl? And I said, yeah, sure, great. It was the last game of the season. I had pneumonia that game. And, you know, doctors were like, don't go to the game. You can't be outside more than, you know, 20 minutes, half hour. And I said, all right, okay, sure. So I obviously went to the game. So I go down to the field, and they say, hey, you know, congratulations on coming to every game this year. I said, well, it's not just this year. I've never missed ever. Preseason, regular, playoffs, the three Super Bowls, nothing. And they said, hold on, wait a minute. Are you serious? So they went back, and, you know, we did an interview, and then they called me back in the summer, and that's how Ford actually found me. So the executives at Ford saw my video on the Steelers site, and then they contacted me. I didn't do a, you know, go out and seek them, get a video, send in a letter. I did nothing. So, look, I get it. I'm a low-key guy, and, you know, there's so many other wild fans, and I get that, and I'm just grateful and thankful that I got a chance at this because it's been my life. I sold everything I owned to buy my PSLs when I was finishing college, and I just haven't missed one. And it's thank God I've been pretty much healthy and have great family and friends that understand that if they're at home, I'm there.
Well, Rick, I'm glad the Ford Motor Company has nothing better to do.
right.
And, hey, I'm wondering, this has not been a year for super fans, I would imagine. How have you made it through this season with all the drama?
It's been a challenge. And here's the thing. I'm not a, you root for the logo. You do whatever you can to be there. And I love my Steelers. I kind of brush off the individual issues, of course, because, look, bottom line is we all want them to win. We all want them to win. And when they don't, we tend to pick them apart, and I try to stay away from that and, you know, just be loyal, and it's my thing. I don't do too much of anything else. I'm a teacher, and, you know, it takes a lot to, I got a family, I got three little kids, and got a budget for this, so I try to enjoy it as much as I can and, you know, go my 10 days a year and hopefully more.
FordHallOfFans.com. Go vote for our buddy Rick Holman, who lives in Beaver County. Now, Terry Bradshaw is part of this. Now, there's like a legend that goes to every city. Terry Bradshaw came, knocked on your door, visited your house. First question, did you ask him what his problem with Tomlin is?
No. I was just so blown away, honest to goodness. That's my reaction. I could not believe it. I mean, I'm just a nobody. It's some guy that goes to football games, and here he is, you know. And I just kept saying, if there's any Steeler to ever live that you wanted to show up at your house, he would be my choice. it was so great. He was so unbelievably nice, friendly, honest to goodness. It's like I've known him my whole life. And I just kept saying that to everyone. I can't believe it. He's like your old neighbor. You just want to laugh, have a beer with him, and, you know, hang out all day.
Legit question, Rick. If you've been to every game at Heinz Field, preseason, regular season, postseason, since it opened, what game was your favorite?
I mean, I got to say the Troy interception in the 08 championship game. That's got to be up there. And then, of course, Bettis trucking over Urlacher. That was epic, that last home game in his second to last after the New Year's Day game, Detroit.
What about the tie against Atlanta where no one knew how to feel when they walked out of it? I remember that game distinctly.
Or that 3-0 game with Miami.
He's rolling into the end zone trying to score. That was wild, 0-2, yeah.
Or the David Carr game or whatever, the Carr brother when he came in with
the Texans.
Yes.
They had like 33
gained about
yards.
12 yards, Rick. You remember that one?
That was a killer. That was a killer.
Well, Rick, what do you win?
I would win a trip to the Super Bowl, so go Chiefs, obviously, and whoever else.
Yes.
So go to the Super Bowl, and then apparently at the Super Bowl, they're going to pick one of us to be inducted into Canton. So that's what's most important to me, honestly. You know, I've been to the Super Bowl a few times, and look, my Steelers aren't there, so I would love the trip and everything, but the Hall of Fame is it. It's the pinnacle. It's the highest I could ever get through this contest. I mean, to be enshrined with the legends forever, I can't even really comprehend it, to be honest, but that would be it for me.
All right, Rick, we're going to get the word out. We thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Keep us posted via producer Matt. How you doing? And we'll help you out here, pal.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, everyone. Take care. Happy
New Year.
You
got it, Rick.
All right. Yeah, we're going to get it out right now. It's FordHallOfFans.com. There's some a goof from the Lions. There's some lady that's holding her dog that's all dressed up from Denver. Don't vote for her. There's another person with her face painted from the Bears. No. There's some guy looks nice enough that's a Dolphins fan. No. And some guy named Stoney. You don't never trust a person named Stoney from Dallas. You don't vote for that person.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah, there's a person named Rick. You go vote for Rick right now, FordHallOfFans.com.
You got to go above and beyond because you know the Detroit one already has a leg in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're saying it could be?
I'm saying that you better make sure Rick wins by a bunch.
Yeah, so go vote for him right now. What a good guy. We'll tweet it out. We'll get the link out. Nice guy, Rick. So there it is.
Good luck, Rick.
I'd like to sit. You know what? Rick sounds like the kind of guy I'd like to sit next to at a football game.
Yeah. Like, he's probably not the kind of guy who has 37 beers before he goes in and then takes his shirt off in the first quarter and starts swearing at everybody.
We can't have 37 beers. He doesn't have any money left. He used it all to pay for his PSLs. Did you hear him? Dedicated fan.
The fact that he can remember a lot of these games is a good sign of how he is as a fan.
That's
you know
true.
What?
You're right about
That's
that.
That's a really good point, Jeff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.